Michael, you want apple juice?
Say, wait,
Michael, you're sitting over here. You want to sit over there?
Yeah. Next one, can we get a couple of spots?
Okay, watch your ear. go ahead.
It'll be a real life videotape.
Don't give me a lot of money.
I won't. Is this too much spaghetti, huh?
Well,
only give me 20.
Well, I don't know how many hundreds of pieces of drops of spaghetti sauce I can get on.
Joel usually eats
in
his undershirt when he has spaghetti.
I mean, capable. I don't know what this. Deborah can wear a white blouse.
I'm coming, Michael.
I'll get it. Laura, could you just give me a drop more sauce? Oh, what's the matter, Michael? Using what kind of material?
Well, you say, you draw the stuff, right, on the paper, and then you take the crayon, you roll them to a certain texture, like the brick or something, and like the coloring comes out to that texture.
You mean in the room, there's all kinds of textures? Where, in brick, like
a brick wall? Well, you can go out of the room sometimes.
Could you like put it up against Miss Campbell's face and use that as a texture? Can I color over your face?
No, but you're
not. Why not?
She's instead of being someone who revels in kids' creativity, and you know, she's just like a strict.
Yeah, she gave me a C plus in art.
Disciplinarian. Well,
art. She didn't. She
was a whistle like a teacher.
Does she? In the class?
Yes.
In art class? She's sick. She's really a mental case. She doesn't do that.
Yeah, she blows away the door. There you go.
I like the airplane.
That's sick. That's really sick.
I've told you that before. Her idea of a nice picture is something that's totally covered with color. If you leave any blank spots, you actually have to
draw. And she wants me to do a fake, and I can't do a fake.
She should have been ROTC instructor. Maybe.
She ripped up on best friend's paper and she colored it in a bit afterwards. Miss Campbell told everybody to stop and best friend and colored it a little bit more.
The schools don't have any.
She should be thrown out on her head.
The schools don't have any control over what specialists they get. It's somebody central arts department who they assign them out. So the principal has no control over who gets sent there. Unfortunately.
Not the debit card teachers so great.
No, I think actually the arts department must be absolutely terrible. All the arts they've ever had.
I like Mr. Collins.
Yeah, he was very nice. Other than him. But he was a high school teacher that turned 2.5% down to the elementary school. As soon as money got better, he went back to the high school.
Deborah? How was your homework
going,
Deb? I don't think it's up.
I caught up on my math.
Good going. Congratulations.
But I'll call in front of you. Did I do bad on the
Give me your hand back.
Mid-task?
Give me your hand.
Mid-task.
You need to do the well test, but that's because he didn't teach you anything. That just got her achievement.
I didn't get it back.
Well, you could telephone the students and she did that.
What's
up? Well, language arts and math.
No, they do all the reading and everything.
But it's slang terms, reading, comprehension, vocabulary, spelling, different.
Did I do good in spelling?
You did very well in language arts once you got the results.
But I don't think they do science or social studies.
She got the highest, she got like 3, 10, 9, so she got the highest one she could get in the language arts.
Smart kid.
Great.
You mean she's at like 10th or 9th grade about language?
She's in 10th grade in the 9th month.
I was kind of hard to believe, but anyway.
Still,
that's pretty amazing. So this means you won't be left back then?
Yeah. Daddy!
Wasn't very good because of her teacher.
It's a new friend again.
I mean, I've been at him all year.
He did review work for 4 months.
He did review work for 4 months.
Then he didn't have materials.
Because some of the kids are not so great in the class. And so we felt it was important to add some class and stuff. So he left back to sit down and work for 4 months. It's been a bad year for them.
She's done.
What about me?
In the past, she's always had really
good. I've had
the same school. Yeah, and so has Deborah.
Yeah. I have a modest costume.
But,
I
know.
Hate when you
oh my god. Like what have I just been? What have I done wrong? I don't understand what I do. Doesn't it? I mean,
Mommy, I'm not Michael.
Yeah, but get a sweater on. I don't
care
about
your
sweater.
You have to know what to wear.
Lower. I should ask what the weather is going to be, you know, what clothes I should wear, what kind of weather I'm going to get.
I know.
$32, the slave is $50. You're only a minor inconvenience there. definitely not worth replacing, because all it means is depressing it a little bit more. It's not, they're depressing it, which you don't do that at all. It's not worth it. It works fine. There's one thing that the doorknob is going to come off.
It didn't go.
Well, we have to check the box where the knob can come off.
What?
The knob doesn't come off.
No, wait a minute. Right now it's both locked and the handle isn't going to fall off.
Yes, it is. All I have to do is pull it off. It's not something. I can just pull it right off.
You want to go try?
Well, how often would you think? Well, I'll take a look at it tonight. I don't really understand. Why doesn't it come on all the way?
Because when you push it with the pliers.
I didn't push it with the pliers.
I know.
Because
when I did it, and caused the thing for the lock to work, then it makes it too tight, the top of the, where it fits into the top of the knob.
Too tight?
To the brim.
Why too tight? Doesn't it make it smaller?
I know, but there's a, on the,
oh, there's a notch.
The bowl, there's a notch, and it has to go outside of it.
It's a, you mean there's a slot, like a
there's thing a hole where the key, with lock it, that fits over it, and on this edge of the key, there's a rim that goes inside, and the doorknob, the bolt thing has to go around the outside of that rim, so when you do the plier.
Well, what if we change the doorknob? What if we sort of flanged it out of there?
I tried it. Well, I don't think you should pull around the back, because once you pull around the back, it's probably absolutely done.
What if I just jammed it? What if I just jammed it?
You can't. You just can't get it out. I've got it to
It'll
click
be obvious
close.
If I just take the...
I got it to click close, and each time I got it to click close, the lock no longer broke. And each time I got the lock working, it was
How long did you work on it? Is it worth, do you think it's worth, not that I'm better at that, you know, you're
worth it? No, it's not worth it. The tolerance is so small.
Right.
I mean, it's not even a 16th of an inch tolerance between what it
has to do with
the lock.
Mommy, look how much I
can't do it. It's just broken.
Mommy, look how much I can.
Very good.
Very good.
Hello.
How do you?
Whoa.
You'll grow up to be big and strong like Debbie.
My little face is a rock. Big and strong and dirty.
You're going to be big and strong and dirty. All that food hanging from your face makes you bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger.
Daddy? Hey, Bubba,
move it down. Michael just went under the table. He'll be back in a minute. Here it comes. What are you doing? Sit down. Sit down. What are you doing? Why are you doing it?
Shield.
Just on that experience here. Mike, come on back.
Mike, you won't get dessert.
Okay.
Very nice of him. And I just looked
finished?
Mike, you didn't finish up your salad and your meatballs.
Mommy, we're finally in geometry now.
What kind of geometry?
Learning the names. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. We're learning the shapes and figures, too.
English apes and figures?
No!
What?
She's learning the shapes and figures.
Oh, I said English apes and figures.
You know what you were talking about Latin to life more segments before?
Yeah, what Ms. Costello said today. We're doing quadrilaterals and how are you doing to the hexagons and hexagons and then hexagons.
And we're doing triangles next.
And the gons.
Okay, triangle.
The gons are doing.
Hexagon.
I know them in order. Call it triangle.
One hexagon.
Daddy.
Two hexagon.
Daddy, can only be two more.
Triangle.
Triangle,
quadrilateral,
pentagon,
hexagon,
octagon,
septagon. You know what 9 is?
Seven-sided.
Nope.
Nonagon.
No.
It is. And you know what a 10 is?
Pentagon.
Pentagon. I don't think
there is a 10. That's a decagon.
No, it isn't.
Decagon, I think I
heard of that. Decahedron would be, a three-dimensional pentagon.
The decacon is a four-sided
thing.
We have to do something with the decacon.
Is that a good amount?
Yeah.
One meatball, two meatballs? Yeah. How many meatballs, Jeff?
Oh, let me look on the menu.
This isn't my meatball.
Tomorrow. Mommy, I hate to tell you this, but you're going to have to make me lunch tomorrow.
They're running out of
that.
It's actually bad lunch.
Ham and cheese milk. Ew.
What do you want for lunch?
Milk?
I'll make lunch stuff, so you tell me what you want. Did I ask you if you want to get it?
Mikey, you never heard anyway, okay?
Michael, you left the table. You can't leave the table like that. Aren't they weird?
Yeah.
I don't understand why they're still look real. Spaghetti, don't waste the second plate, I'll shoot you.
Too big.
Oh. Want me to do it? Yeah, I threw away one plate because you weren't eating. Why don't you waste this one?
Are you
done with
your
cup like
that? Or? Yes, thank you.
Aren't you having tea?
Yes, I am.
I know, we're just trying to clean up the table. Don't put it in there.
Deborah, did you say a lot of things okay for your lunch?
Show Jeanette how you make your lettuce?
Deborah.
You want me to cut it?
Deborah! Deb!
What?
Michael?
Is lima gin okay for lunch?
Yeah.
And pineapple juice?
Yeah, for one cake.
Deborah!
Yes or no?
I said yes!
One lima gin and one pill of pineapple juice.
Not. I haven't even had one.